Good evening, everyone. Happy Sabbath to everyone. It's over now, isn't it? But new week has begun. And we waited patiently for Myrna to arrive. And we're glad she's here, amen? Amen. You can't have a baptism without a baptismal candidate, can you? So we're very pleased that the Lord has brought her safely. And welcome, Myrna. This is a great day in Zion, as we say. And it's a privilege for me to be part of this. I was here last month sometime, and Myrna shared with me a part of her story. And later on, she's going to share her story with you. And I was so touched by it. And she shared with me the fact that Pastor Davis was very instrumental in carrying her along the journey. And she shared that Pastor Davis tried to get her to be baptized, but she says, nah, I'm not into that stuff. But eventually the Lord caught up with her. And we're very glad that he has. Myrna, this message is for you. If you have your Bibles, there's a passage of scripture which I want to share from the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. And it says from verse 1 through to verse 4. It says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him. Let's pray. Loving Father, we pray that your word will speak to each of us. And Lord, we want to thank you for the power of your word. And your word is what leads us to make decisions. In Jesus Christ. Speak to each of our hearts now, and may your name be glorified. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Myrna, I don't know if you've ever made a New Year's resolution. I don't know if you've set goals for yourself in the past. And you've tried to make it to those goals. Sometimes we fail, and sometimes we succeed. But I believe the decision you have made today is reaching that goal that perhaps you have set to make Christ number one in your life. The Apostle Paul in Colossians here, he encourages us to strive for those goals. And he says our goal must not be of this earth. But our goal must be heaven-bound, heavenward. Whenever we look at this passage here, notice the two things that Paul highlights here in verse 1 and verse 2 of Colossians chapter 3. Notice, let me remind you, it says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things. I think the King James Version says, set your heart on those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. And notice verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Notice two things, your heart and your mind. Your heart and your mind. When it talks about your heart, it's talking about that emotional part of you. You know, there are some people who are very intellectual, but they have no heart. There are many people who have religion, but the religion is up here. But unless the religion becomes part of your heart, part of your emotion, it won't get you anywhere. And if all you have is heart and no head, you're not getting anywhere either. But Paul is saying here, first of all, make sure that you are emotionally connected with the things of heaven. Not just having a knowledge of what heaven is. You've got to make it part of you. Your heart is what drives you forward, isn't it? You may have some goals set, but if your heart is not in that goal, you're never going to strive for it. And that's why the text says, and I like the way the New King James Version puts it. It said, seek those things which are above. In other words, when you're seeking something, you're putting energy and effort. It's your whole purpose for existence. The things which are above. Not just in the sky, but notice Paul says where Christ is. He's seated at the right hand of God in heaven. And what's he doing there? He's preparing heaven for you. And notice, not only must we put our heart into it, but we must also put our mind into it. When he says, set your mind on things above, he means concentrate on it. Focus on it. When things are on your mind, nothing else can get in the way. I don't know if you've ever been hungry and you're away from home and you know you've got something in your fridge. You've been there before? Yeah, many of us have. You're hungry and you know there's something in the fridge and you say your mind is fixed on that thing. The whole journey, the train journey, the bus journey, what's on your mind? That thing in the fridge that you left there, you know you are waiting to go home and just devour. Your mind is set on it. And when you get there, somebody has gone in the fridge and taken it. How do you feel? You've been there before? Yeah. Many of us have. He's devoured. There you go. But you know what? When the Apostle Paul says, set your mind on things above, he means you're putting your whole focus on that thing that is above. The things which are eternal. The things which are heavenly. And not, in contrast, on things of this earth. Because the things of this earth are temporary. But the things of heaven are eternal. And so the Apostle Paul is helping us to give priority to the important things in our lives. That's why Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and God's righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. In other words, make it a priority. Make it number one. Make it a thing that you give your energy, your emotion, and your concentration on. And when you do that, you can never miss out. I like the way the Apostle Paul continues. He says, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. In other words, you're not of this world. You are hidden with Christ. And when Christ comes the second time, Paul says he will be revealed. And you yourself will join him. You will be glorified just as Christ is glorified. Because he is your life. He is your all. He is your focus. He is where your emotion is connected with. and not of this world. That's what we're looking forward to. That's what we're aiming to achieve. That's the goal, the most important goal we can set in this world. The psalmist, David, he said in Psalm 27 and verse 4, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple." David says this one thing. This is the one thing. This is priority for me, to seek the presence of God. And that's what we do when we keep our focus on the heavenly things. We have a desire in our hearts to be in the presence of God. And thank God that will be a reality for every one of us who look forward to his coming, to be in his presence. And seeking the presence of God is so, so very important. Because in the presence of God, we see God for who he is. You've got to be in his presence to see him. So when you're seeking God, when you're seeking heavenly things, you're seeking to be right there in the presence of God. And Ellen White makes it clear that when we seek God, it's not that God comes down to us from heaven. Rather, he lifts us up and brings us into his presence. So when we pray and we study the word of God and we're focusing there and we can see Jesus through the scriptures, what the Lord is doing through his Holy Spirit is lifting us up and taking us into the very throne room of heaven. And we are there in the presence of God. Learn to appreciate more and more on a daily basis the presence of God. Remember the story of Mary, the sister of Martha? They've called you Martha before, haven't they? But Martha was that one who loved to serve, isn't it? She knew the kitchen left, right, and center. She knew all the ingredients. She was a connoisseur when it comes to kitchen and cooking up stuff. Remember when Jesus came and visited them and they were all sitting at the feet of Jesus? Mary was there, Martha was there, Lazarus was there, the disciples were there. They were all being taught by Jesus. But Martha was itching. She's saying, "No, I can hear Peter's belly rumbling. John looks as if he's really hungry. Let me get up and go and prepare some food for them." And she was in the kitchen all milling around and making noise, expecting her little sister Mary to join her in the kitchen and look after the food for the men who were there. But what was Mary doing? She was sitting at the feet of Jesus. She knew that as long as Jesus is there, this is where she needs to be. Forget about the food. Jesus is here. And she wanted the presence of Jesus. She wanted to soak up everything that Jesus had to share. And Martha got angry. "Jesus, tell Mary to come and help me." But Jesus said to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are troubled and concerned about so many things. Only one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that better part. She has chosen to be in my presence, soaking up every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Being in the presence of God allows us to hear Jesus speak to us. He allows us to see him for who he is. And as we behold him, we become changed. We become changed into his image. And so daily, every day, we seek the presence of God. We seek to be where Christ is. And daily, we see ourselves being transformed into the image of Jesus. When you're in the presence of Christ, we begin to love as Christ loves. Because he teaches us how to love. He teaches us how to be kind, teaches us how to be compassionate. Only as we spend time in his presence can we become like him. And today, as you go into the watery grave of baptism, you are saying, you're vowing to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to seek your presence daily. And as I do this from day to day, I will become more and more like you. And the Bible says, at the end of time, we shall see him as he is. Why? Because we will be like him. We will be like him. This is the goal. This is our purpose for existence, to be like Jesus. When Jesus calls us to be his children, he calls us just as we are. He calls us with all the mess in our lives, all the junk that we journey with. Everything that we've been in the past, the Lord calls us with all that. But you know what? He doesn't leave us there. He shapes us up. He brushes us off. He dusts us down. And when Jesus is finished with us, we look like him. Hey, we shall see him as he is, for we shall be like him. Moses, he craved for the presence of God. When God threatened to Moses, I'm going to send you and the children of Israel onto Canaan, but I'm not going to go with you. Moses says, no, Lord, if your presence does not go with us, don't send us up from here. Because Moses knew life without the presence of God is no life at all. And as you begin your journey with the Lord through baptism, God's presence has promised to be with you. I will be with you, says Jesus, to the very end of the world. Because Jesus knows that his presence is important. His presence is number one. So as you have made your decision, because today is just a testimony of what you've said to the Lord in the past, I pray that the Lord will give you the energy and the strength that you need to make it through to the very end. Don't look back. Put your hand to the plow and keep pushing forward. The devil is angry today. I'm happy the devil is angry. I'm happy that he's mad with you today, because he's been trying to hold you as his for so long. And finally you said, no, devil, I'm on the Lord's side now. And I'm going to testify it through baptism. And the devil's angry. His angels are angry because they thought they had you. But thank God, through Jesus Christ, you've been set free. And today is a testimony of your freedom in Jesus. You've made that choice. And that choice is for eternity. God bless you, Myrna. I know Mom, if she were here today, she'd be jumping and shouting. She'd be singing praises to the Lord. And you know what? All those who die in Jesus, the day is coming when we shall be changed. In that twinkling of an eye, at the trumpet call of God, all of us shall rise and be changed, and we shall all be united once again. Imagine Mom saying, Myrna, is you this? When I left this earth, you were nowhere near. But you didn't know what the Lord was doing in my heart, Mommy. And it's going to be a grand time. God bless you as you make this journey in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.